You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ever find yourself craving those Pringles? Like, you're like, wait a minute. I need to get my hands on some Pringles right now. And maybe chips are addictive. Let's go to the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, I saw this stat, and then when you said we need to talk about it, I'm like, I can't be the only one.
Exactly. I think that's the issue, Anna. I think it is an addiction. And what's very interesting about this study is they call it ultra-processed foods, or UPF. In this study, it shows that in the United States, more than 1 in 10 people are hooked to UPFs. And what's interesting is not everyone can get hooked on this. If you're the kind of person that can't put down the bag of potato chips, this is definitely the study for you. These UPFs are super addictive for certain types of people, and they have an effect on your brain reward system. It lights up the brain in the same area that hard drugs do. And it triggers a rush of dopamine, this neurotransmitter, followed by a sudden drop off of the neurotransmitter, which results in an endless cycle of craving, getting a fix, and then crashing.
That sounds very interesting and also terrifying. So is this like directly related to a product that is going into these foods? I mean, I feel like that's everything in America right now.
I think that's right. Like, if you're looking at processed foods, it's definitely more chemically manipulated than foods that are naturally sourced. Foods that are naturally sourced tend to have more carbohydrates or more fats, but not high levels of both. And in these ultra-processed foods, they have disproportionately higher levels of both. You know, we did a couple segments on Ozempic, but the interesting thing about Ozempic is that it actually works on this area in the brain. So people that are using Ozempic find that they don't have food cravings. It's not just that they stop eating. It's that that whole entire food craving cycle is quieted down in the brain. And that's why Ozempic may be used in the future for all sorts of addiction, not just for food. People that have been addicted to alcohol that also have gained weight have used Ozempic and have reported that they don't crave alcohol in the same way that they do when they're on Ozempic.
You know what? I'm just going to jump in here and say, as it sounds to me like, Jenna, you are lobbying for an Ozempic cult. That's what's going on here right now. It's like, it sounds like we're going to call this a miracle product, even though we're also, you know, simultaneously reading about terrible things that it's doing to people's guts or whatever. So what do we do? Like, let me just cut to it. What do we do?
Listen, I don't think Ozempic is the cure-all, right? I think it's really a good choice for a lot of people. Of course, when you take something, there are definitely side effects that can ensue. But my point in bringing up Ozempic is to show you that it works on a chemical level in the brain. It quiets down that addiction that a lot of people have when they overeat that Anna is just describing. And so we need to find a way to sort of cut these types of foods out of our diet, if possible.
The healthiest times in my life, I did not eat any of them at all. Everyone always says everything is okay in moderation. It wasn't for me, because the minute I would start, I wouldn't be able to stop. So I just wouldn't have it at all. And I didn't miss it, because your body gets rid of it and forgets how delicious it is. The problem is that you somehow always end up with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it always comes back.
Mm, like an old friend.
Ugh.
Waiting for you in a dark alley.
It is an addiction.
I'll sell you these 5 cheeseburgers for $10 right now.
Oh, gosh.
Five for 10, Anna. Let's do this.
I think Anna brings up a really good point here, because when you stop eating these ultra-processed foods. You lose your taste for them. So if you go 10 days without sugar, or you go 10 to 2 weeks without these UPFs, these ultra-processed foods, your body gets out of the cycle. You're actually training your body not to crave these foods anymore. So you're almost going through a withdrawal, if you will.
It's like processed food rehab.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you, Jenna.